is Kennedy Launch Control at T-minus 40 minutes, 54 seconds and counting. Still proceeding very well at this time, aiming toward our plan T-0 at 9:34 a.m. The astronauts will be busy again shortly in the spacecraft, particularly Command Module Pilot Al Worden, as he proceeds to go through the sequence of pressurizing the reaction control system of the spacecraft. This is primarily concerned with those four quadrants of 100-pound thrust rockets on the side of the service module. We pressurized that system before launch, and Al Worden reads off the status of the overall system so that spacecraft test conductor Skip Chauvin and the crew back in the spacecraft control center can determine that that system is go for launch. Of course, the reaction control system used extensively on the flight to and from the moon for small refinements on the trajectory. Here in firing room one, we're go for the final portion of the count. We have a clearance from the range to launch, and our countdown is continuing. The countdown has been going excellently since it picked up at 11:34 p.m. last evening following a 9-hour, 34-minute built-in hold. Since that time, a major portion of the count was devoted to the propellant loading of the Saturn V launch vehicle, bringing aboard liquid oxygen and liquid hydrogen, the so-called cryogenic propellant, aboard the three stages of the vehicle. We loaded more than 750,000 gallons of the oxygen and hydrogen on board, and at liftoff, we expect to have a vehicle weighing close to 6.5 million pounds on the launch pad. The Saturn V space vehicle stands some 363 feet. As far as the Apollo 15 crew is concerned, the crew was awakened by their boss, Donald K. Slayton, as planned in the countdown at 4:19 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. They were given a brief physical exam by Dr. Jack Teagan a short time later, and he declared them in excellent physical condition and very well rested. The crew then sat down to breakfast with a number of the astronaut members of the backup team and support team who have worked so hard with them in preparation for the mission, and then were ready to proceed to the suit laboratory to don their pressure suits and go through final checks prior to being ready to go to the launch pad. Once again, as planned in the countdown, they departed the crew quarters at 6:28 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, arrived at the pad about 18 minutes later, and then went on board the spacecraft at about the 2.5-hour mark in the count. Since that time, Scott, Worden, and Irwin have been performing various checks, working with the spacecraft control team, and all these checks have gone well. Our status is excellent at this time. The weather forecast is certainly a go for launch with clear skies or clear to scattered skies. The surface winds about 10 miles per hour from the south, and the weather situation on the worldwide track as far as contingency purposes all go. That's our status, T-minus 37 minutes, 35 seconds and counting. This is Kennedy Launch Control.